famous kasha, how after Matan Torah, where there was a Gilui Hashkina, we saw, so to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The revelation on our Sinai, we got the Torah. The whole works, and Klal Yisrael was Chayta V'Chetah Egel. Not 40 years later, not 10 years later, not 10 days later, not one day later, but it's a couple of minutes. Now, later, after the whole revelation, I said it was 40 days after the revelation, it was all part of the Sinai experience. There were Bahar Sinai still. There was a Gliva Ashkina in the Sukkot that you say in Shaifis in Rosh Hashanah. There are Atz Neglis on Har Sinai. Because God revealed himself on Har Sinai. You saw Nisim in the flies. And almost Toch Kedei Diba. In a split second, Klal Yisrael could go down to the lowest of levels and sin in the Chet Egel. That's a very famous question. That's a very hard question to deal with. But I think, you know, like in almost every question, She'ilas Chacham is a Chatzi Tshuva. In the question, there's already the answer. I'm going to phrase the question again as follows. Listen carefully to the way many ask the question, and you'll start to see the teretz. Bishlama, 40 years later, I can understand, it's 40 years later, after Har Sinai. I can see how even people who will buy Har Sinai maybe can sin in Chet Egel. Bishlama, 100 years later, I can really comprehend how people who will be Shas, the Dordea, the Dohariya, they can sin. But a split second later, a day later, B'shas Maisa, how can they sin? That's how many phrase the question. But in the way they phrase the question is the answer. We'll do the question now, shift to another scenario. Yud Adar, Tovshin Samach Gimel. There was a fatal car crash. And Shaya Chorsky was Nifta. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Adar. Everyone drove safely. Of course, the effect was there. It was fresh. Yud Adar, Tovshin Samach Dalet. Did everyone drive safely? Was everyone as careful? No. I mean, the answer is no. It wasn't as fresh. Yud Adar, Yud Aleph Adar, Tovshin Samach Gimel, everyone would agree, without reservation, that a takana should be made that maybe first, second, third year bachurim should not drive. Yud Aleph Adar, Tovshin Samach Dalet, the same way, same boys who were, might have led the takana are probably the first ones to become the exception to the rule, to say, it's different, don't worry. What happened? It's a year later. And it didn't even take a year for that to happen. here for you later. I just took one thing. Zayin Nissen, Toshin Samach Gimel. Somebody who you might have known was very ill. Resolved to say to him every day. Zayin Ear, a month later, it was forgotten. By the way, a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya is 2 months ago, a whole group of Miyased to say Tehillim before Shachas for a Chayla. A month later, the same Miyazdim aren't doing it. What happened? Really, what happened? It's not fresh. What does that mean? You hear that all the time. It's not. It was exciting. It was new. I don't know if it was exciting. It was new. It was fresh. It's not fresh. What does that mean? It's not fresh. Do you know it or don't you know it? You know it? Let me be blunt. We'll go straight to it. Shaya Chorsky, you know right now is not here just as much as you knew a month ago, 2 months ago, 12 months ago. Could be even Yud Adar, Toshin Samach Gimel, you didn't believe it. But you know it just as well. There's no question. It's knowledge. You know it. The Chayla is still ill. You know it. There's no question. What's going on? Similar to when a person, Lahavdil, Lahalino, is not feeling well. Doctor tells him, stop smoking. He stops smoking. Feels better. Months later, he starts again. What do you mean? Doctor says it's going to kill you. You know it. You know what they're saying. You know what they're saying. You know what they're saying. Doesn't knowledge play a role? Comes the Torah. And the Torah has a pasuk, an unbelievable pasuk. The pasuk says, and you say it every day in the Kabbalah, all Malchus Shamayim and Aleinu. V'yadata hayon, and you should know today, and you know today, but v'hashivoysa el v'vecha, and you should place and return it into your heart. What? Ki Hashem v'lokim v'shamayim imol v'alaruz v'tachas and einod. That Kadosh Baruch Hu alone is above, is below, and there is no other. What's this v'hashivoysa el v'vecha? Yesif from Chumash, Yediya, knowing something is insufficient. I can know today, and nothing changed, and I can sin tomorrow. What protects that? What's the next step? V'hashivoysa el v'vecha. And you have to return it to your heart. You have to incorporate it. You have to feel the idea. It's not feeling. I have to make a correction that many people are going to think right away. It's not feeling and then knowing. A lot of us do that. It's inspiration. That's in the kunzus. You feel it without knowing it. To feel Judaism. I'm not talking about feeling it like that. It's taking the knowledge that I have, the reality that is, and embedding it in me as day one. that the freshness of the death, Yurada, Toshin Samar Gimel, is the freshness in Yurada Toshin Ayin Gimel, Pei Gimel, Sadi Gimel. There's no difference, but how do you do that? You have to embed it someplace. Where? Elav Avecha. The heart. That the Roshim in the heart. That's why the heart is also a vehicle of Machshava. It concretizes it. It makes it fresh in my mind. And if it's like that, Vashivaisa Elav Avecha, then there is no difference between day one and year 100. What happens by most people is called a yediyah, but not belief. But you see another thing from the pasuk, and that is that it just doesn't enter the heart. Anyone that's simach, that relies on this, that I feel it today, and if or don't worry, because I feel it, and that's my feelings, and it's real, I know tomorrow won't be the same. It's like most people's commitments that are based on the feelings of today. Yeah, I feel it today, but maybe you won't feel it tomorrow. This is something called an avega, called the Hashivosa Elav Avecha. It's an act. It's not memela. It's active, not passive. I have to place it in my heart. Return it to my heart. Keep on returning it to the heart. That's called an avodah. That's a heavy avodah. That's a very hard avodah. But that's what was required by Torah. In all in Yana Yediya and in Yana Emuna. V'yadaka hayoy v'ashevoysa el vavecha. And anyone who is not focused on the V'ashevoysa el vavecha will never be stable in his idea from hayoy. Today, he can be the top in learning in Avodah, and tomorrow he can be off. Totally. And you'll look and say, what happened? What happened? Chatzayim, that's what happened. And that's really the lesson of the Chatzayim. It doesn't need a year or 100 years. Bishlama 40 years, I understand. Bishlama 100 years, I understand. But talk to the Dibur, I understand, talk to the Dibur also. Because if it's all based on the freshness of the Adata Hayyad, but there's no Mahashay Goyse Elam Avecha, it's put like this in the second night, it's also not so fresh. It's also not as fresh. And it's a big limud. That don't be Shay Mechad even for a split second later. Or for a minute later, or for tomorrow, or for next month. There's no such guarantee today for the future. And the future is a split second later. The only guarantee of today for the future is when you're focused on the future. Returning it, constantly returning it to the heart. And if you look in the Kabbalah's whole Mavish Shemayim, it really says it. Has to be on the heart. Because if it's only a yediyah, but it's not embedded permanently on That's not Kabbalah's all. Is that really? Will you mekabel anything if it's only guaranteed temporary? But I can't say it's true for tomorrow? Is that a Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim? You have that also by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The Santa, and it should be placed on your heart. Because if it's not placed on the heart, that's not a real Kabbalah of mitzvahs. Because maybe you won't do it tomorrow. Yes, today I'm guaranteed the way it is today that I'll do it tomorrow. If tomorrow I feel and I am like today. Yeah, that's true by all of us. In all our Kabbalahs. The way it, if tomorrow, if in a year from now, if in 10 years from now, I feel exactly the way I feel today, then I'll do it. But who says tomorrow, or 100 years from now, or 5 years from now, you're going to feel like you felt today? That you can guarantee. And you're going to come and tell me, even if I don't feel the way I feel today, even if I feel totally different tomorrow, I guarantee that I'll do it anyway. I don't believe that. Because you say that based on how you feel today. So it's impossible to make a guarantee for tomorrow or for a minute from now. So how talking to Kabo Ol Malchus Shamayim? How are we mekabel all mitzvahs? Al ravecha. V'yadata yoyim v'hashivoysa al ravecha. Because if you don't embed it in the heart, that the heart you know is going to be the same way tomorrow, and work that way, then you don't know tomorrow. That is the limud of the Chet Maragam. Listen. You see this idea in davening, besides in Aleinu, besides in Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, and Birchas Kriyas Shema. Ashrei Yish, which is fortunate or praiseworthy, is the human being. She yishma l'mitzvay secha. We take on that he hears and obeys the mitzvah. It's true. Fortunate is a person who obeys mitzvahs. V'saroscha and your Torah u'dvarcha. What's the difference between Torah and Devarim? Devarim is different musa. V'saroscha u'dvarcha yosem aliban. Places on his heart. That's it. Yosim al Levi. Because if you had, there's no such thing as an Ashri Yishi Yishmael Mitzvah Secha alone. It has to be a Yishmael Mitzvah Secha, and that Torah, that he's obeying it. What about the future? The Torah and the Divine Musa, he's a Mesim al Levi. He places it on his heart. Because without the placement on the heart, there's no guarantee for tomorrow. And then you watch people, and you see how true it is. How there can be a change of commitments on the smallest change of a detail. I always heard it. It wouldn't be so pathetic, it would be funny. Somebody once, years back, told me he had a chakras issue. And I don't think it's a chakras issue, I think it's a personality issue, but alright, they call it a chakras issue. Heshi and I agree it's a personality and character issue when it comes down to it. But he calls it a chakras issue. Yeah, a waking up in the morning issue. Okay? And after a long time of learning Musa, understanding what it's all about, and a lot of pressure, so he was makabo to be by chakras every day. Of course, next day, of course, he wasn't by chakras. He got. I said, what happened? Well, it was too cold in the morning. But you were capable yesterday. Yesterday it wasn't too cold in the morning. A change of circumstance, and suddenly a change in Kabbalah. But isn't that true? Don't we all know that's true? A change in circumstance creates a change in Kabbalah, in your commitment. You know, I know people, years back, committed certain amounts of money to stockers, and then there was a change in the economy, and there was a change in their commitment. Interesting, because their commitment was based on, in their hearts, on the economy. Is that a commitment? And I know a lot of people that didn't change it, because a commitment is a commitment. What's it really telling him? He's a Mason life. If it places on the heart, that's real care. In English, we call a person a caring person. Caring is such a vague, shallow word. Everyone cares. Cares. In Chumash, it's called a Mason Alev or a Mason Lev. He places his heart. It's a real feeling. Not just a caring. It's much deeper. It's in front of you. It's embedded in the heart. That image is forever embedded in my heart. Can never go away. Really, you just set over basically a rational permission. Every time it says Hayyim, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayyim, it has to be Kechadoshim Meyacha Kilu Hayyim Mitzavisa. It has to be fresh in your mind if it was commanded today. But that's, I think, is what's needed for success and commitments. But this I guarantee. To anyone who's not of a Hashavosa, Alavavacha, is at risk. You know, I have friends from Beis Medrash days, second year Beis Medrash. Well, that means they went through a true yeshiva education in real yeshivas. Elementary school, Misifta, Beis Medrash, who today are from. And it's not so hard to comprehend. Because different circumstances, different commitments. And then you had other people who grew in their frumkeit afterwards in the same circumstances. You look back. Sometimes it's hard to tell it forward. But you look back and say, what was the difference? And you can see, one was Yediyah, they knew. But one was Hashivoysa Levavecha. The other ones felt it. They kept bringing it in. And what does that? That's Musa. When you're learning Musa, and you're focused on Musa, you're doing an act, a Those who learn halacha, those who learn Gemara, those who learn halacha, learn Gemara, those that come from a firm background, but they don't learn Musa, always remain in the ghetto of the Adata Hayyad. It's just knowledge. But they didn't do an act of Hashem, because they're not actively working on embedding it in their hearts. And I found it an unbelievable thing. I asked recently, it was $5, individually. And it hurts to say it over the rabbi, but you know what? It's a good lesson for everybody. What's the pshat? You're not here for mincha. Bikviyas. The answer is because I'm not by Musa Seyed. I don't learn Musa. So if I'm not learning Musa, so then what are they come from mincha and then leave and then come for second Seder? Musa's not my thing. Musa's not their thing, but Mela Mincha's not their thing. That's the deal. Without Hashavos Olavecha. Of course, Mincha is not their thing, and Shachris won't be their thing, and neither will the Minotaur be their thing. I will question Shmir Shabbos in the future. The purpose of the yeshiva is not just the Yadat HaYom, but it's also of Hashavos Olavecha. And that should be an avodah of Bnei Torah over here, of concluding the Vegisa Bo Yom V'Laila, of Limud HaTorah, of the Hashavosa, place it in the heart. That's the guarantee for the future. I used a line, just came out, but think about it over Shabbos. Those who have a Yadat HaYoy are at risk for tomorrow, or just like the boys at risk of today, in terms of tomorrow. Because, think about it for a second. I think everybody in this room knows at least one person that's off the derech. The person that you know, that's off the derech, does he have knowledge of Shabbos, just like you do? Does he have knowledge of Tefillin, just like you do? Does he have knowledge of Avodas Hashem davening, just as much as you do? I hope you have more knowledge of Kiddushin than he does. Maybe not. He might have learned it 2 years earlier, or 3 years earlier. Does he have the knowledge of Pesach, just like you do? The answer is probably within the range. But what? He's off. You're wrong. Your Yadat HaYom are the same. Now I question, if you don't have a Hashavos Olavecha, so what says that you won't be like that tomorrow? You're just at risk. If you don't take that precaution of tomorrow. It's a lack of the Hashavos Olavecha sometimes that doesn't allow us to live our lives in conjunction with Olam Haba. We all know, I don't believe there's a person in this room that doesn't believe in Olam Haba. But very few people feel it. And if you don't feel it, you don't do things towards it. So yeah, when I think about it, if I think about it, I'll do it. But I don't think all day long, not cognizant, all day long. If I can take Olam Haba and be meishiv alei, so then I'll also be living a different type of life. It's all part of the Hashivaisa Elavavecha.